here.
Jacaranda FM.
Jacka News. You need to know.
You need to know.
Now.
Johannesburg 30, Pretoria and Rustenburg 31, Emma Lahleni 28 degrees. Two suspects are behind bars following the torching of 51 Putco buses in Mpumalanga. A number of people ambushed security personnel at the Maloto depot and set buses alight on Monday. The motive is unknown. One person was shot and wounded. Here's police spokesperson Donald Maduli.
During the arrest of the suspects, one of them was found with a mobile phone suspected to be that of one of the victims, as well as an empty magazine for a 9mm pistol without any ammunition.
Parliament's Standing Committee on Public Accounts says the state of the South African National Defence Force is a threat to soldiers. This follows the death of three more SANDF soldiers in the Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo in a bomb attack launched by M23 rebels. This brings to 13 the total number of soldiers killed in the DRC following days of intense fighting. Yes, SCOPA chairperson So Bugengo Bibi.
Everybody has to pull their weight and do best to meet their constitutional mandate, because lives are at risk. The state of the Department of Defense, of the SANDF, the Navy, the Air Force, is a threat to the lives of the personnel.
Health Minister Aaron Motsoaledi says he will be meeting with Finance Minister Enoch Godongwana soon over the US freezing funds to the President's emergency plan for AIDS relief. The pause is pending a review of whether funding aligns with President Donald Trump's foreign policy. The funding contributes 17% to South Africa's 44.4 billion rand budget.
PEPFAR has got a presence and is helping us in 27 districts. These are the 27 most affected districts in the country. 5 in the Eastern Cape, 2 in the Free State, 4 in Gauteng, 7 in KwaZulu-Natal, 2 in Limpopo, 3 in Mpumalanga, 3 in Northwest, and the Cape Metro.
The Gauteng Education Department is reminding parents that the 2025 online admissions late application period for grade 1 and 8 will close tomorrow. Late applications for the 2025 academic year were opened last month. The department's Steve Mabona.
These satellite schools have provided a critical relief for parents having successfully accommodated more learners who might have been left without space. Satellite schools highlight the department's strategic efforts to address capacity challenges and ensure that every learner has access to quality education.
And African leaders and donors have vowed to spread electricity to 300 million more people in the next 5 years, leaning on huge improvements in off-grid technology to meet its target. Energy industry leaders and heads of states have been gathering in Tanzania's commercial Dar es Salaam since Monday for the African Energy Summit. I'm Chanel September, net weer hoofnies te hier. Twee verdagtes is agter tralies na 51 Putco busse in Mpumalanga aan die brand gesteek is.
This is 30 minutes of more music you love. Non-stop.
This is what we do.
On Jacaranda FM.
Days aching, nights are long. 2 years and still you're not gone. Guess I'm still holding on. Drag my name through the dirt. Somehow it doesn't hurt though. Guess you're still holding on. You told your friends you want me dead and said that I did everything wrong. And you're not wrong. Well, I'll take all the vitriol, but not the thought of you moving on. Cause I'm not to find out you know how to forget me. I'd rather hear how